Hi there, and welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News for the week commencing Monday, the 21st of January 2008. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savides.
So, Nick, how's it going?
The things are not happening very fast in this market.
And it's a standard January start to the year, is it?
It is, yeah. They're still hungover out there.
Hibernating, torpid.
Torpid,
is that the word? Yeah. Okay.
So, somnambulating, whatever it is.
Sleepwalking their ways to February, that's what they're doing. Okay. So, what's happening with the contracts? You were saying that there's been some action, flurries of twitches of activity.
Yeah, there's been the general sort of contract negotiations. A lot of contracts settled at the end of the year. Brokers are sort of saying that the average increase for contracts negotiated was about 5 to 10%, depending on whether it was short sea or long or deep sea.
Fine. And why that number?
The way they arrived at that kind of figure was on the short sea trades, they used less fuel, so they needed less of an increase.
And so it's down to bunker costs?
It is. The whole increase, and in fact this is the other question that I asked brokers, was down to bunkers. And if you remove the bunkers from the increases, there would be no increase in freights at all.
Wow.
Possibly even a decrease.
Well, that's consistent with there being too many ships chasing too few cargoes, isn't it?
It is. It is. That's the general picture, apart from exports out of the Arabian Gulf and Asia.
And are any of those exports coming towards Europe?
No.
Nobody. They're all going to either from the Arabian Gulf to China, or maybe the Arabian Gulf to, or China to the US,
to
I guess.
To the US, yes, right. Yeah. Or within Asia.
Sure.
Or within Asia. People are not, owners are not wanting to come to Europe with ships out of the Arabian Gulf. They don't want to have to get approvals and all the business that goes with coming to Europe, and the costs, and the fact that they can't get back all cargo, as we've said before.
Sure.
So that's still the case.
Sure. So those would be the brightest spots in the China, in the spot market. What's happening with the clean petroleum products? Because they've often been quite good.
Yeah. This week, the brokers say, the CPP brokers are saying it's all come off again, and rates have declined quite substantially. I didn't get the world scale rates this week, but it's around about 15% down on world scale.
Fine.
I didn't get the exact rates.
Fine. But there has been an innovation in your reporting, hasn't there?
An innovation indeed, yes. We've added a separate assessment for the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
We did 2,000 tonnes east and west to Asia Pacific,
yep.
Europe and on the Atlantic, but now we've added a 5,000 tonne bracket for the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
And the logic of that is that most cargoes are, the smallest ones are about 5,000 tonnes. And you pay a premium rate for things that are smaller than that. So we thought
sure.
they probably weren't really indicative of that market, whereas the 5,000 tonne
right.
rates were better, were a better assessment of the nature of the rates.
Cool, and you'll be following those through the course of the year, I guess?
Absolutely, they're there for the duration, as are the 2,000 tonnes.
Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you.